Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God written in the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verses 21 and 22. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior, but now He has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in His sight, without blemish and free from accusation. Don't you just love the commercials for cleaning products? The stove has tomato sauce spilled all over and baked on, yet with just one wipe, the stove sparkles like new. I've tried many different ones on the market, and none of them ever get my stove to sparkle like it did when we first installed it. Oh well, I guess you can't get out every stain. Or can you? When the Apostle Paul writes these words to believers, he does a before and after. Before you were in Christ Jesus, before you were a believer, you were enemies of God. Because of the sinful evil you were born with and the sins you acted out each day, you were alienated, separated from God. You were downright filthy, worse than tomato sauce burned onto a stovetop. And though you may have tried to scrub away your sins by yourself, the stain of sin remained, and the consequences did too. But look at what Christ has done. By the sacrifice of Himself on the cross, by His holy, perfect death, every single bit of your sinful stain, wrinkle, blemish has been removed. This is what it means that your sins and mine are forgiven. On the one hand, our mind recalls these words, but our heart struggles to grasp them. After all, our own conscience keeps accusing us and knows full well what we have done in the past. Not only that, but there are probably a few people who could corroborate with our conscience. The problem is that our heart is focusing on the before and not on the after, which is always true and real in Christ. This is what God has done. He has reconciled you by Christ. God has removed every stain of sin so that now you can be assured that you are at peace with God through Jesus your Savior. Lord, help me to always remember that Jesus has removed all my sins. Thank you for this precious gift. May I be at peace this day and always. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.